But keep in mind, it gets worse. Now look at verse number 4. We're going to take a look at God's test. This gets kind of strange here, but just pay attention and you'll get it. Judges 7 verse 4 says, "And the Lord said unto Gideon, the people are yet too many. Bring them down into the water, and I will try them for thee there. And it shall be that of whom I say unto thee, this shall go with thee, the same shall go with thee. And of whomsoever I say unto thee, this shall not go with thee, the same shall not go." So verse 5, he says, "So he brought down the people into the water, and the Lord said unto Gideon, every one that lappeth of the water with his tongue as a dog lappeth, him shalt thou set by himself, likewise every one that boweth down upon his knees to drink." Verse 6, "And the number of them that lapped, putting their hand to their mouth, were 300 men, but all the rest of the people bowed down upon their knees to drink water. And the Lord said unto Gideon, by 300 men that lapped will I save you and deliver the Midianites into thine hand, and let all the other people go, every man unto his place." So the question you might be wondering, if you haven't read this a bunch, or, you know, maybe you're just not sure, is why did God do this? Why did God use this test? It's kind of strange. I mean, think about it. They're about to go to war with the Midianites. Like I said, 135,000 people. Right? I mean, you would think our minds would be like, okay, we need to set up like a PT test. We need to have these guys run a few miles, do some push-ups, sit up, see how well they can shoot the archery, how well they can throw a spear or whatever, right? We need the Green Berets. We need the Navy SEALs. We need those types of people. But God says, no, I'm going to test them by how they drink water. Why? What does this mean? Why does God do that? And so I'm going to try to explain this. There's different theories out there. I'm going to just share with you what I've been taught, what I believe is true. The first thing you need to remember is they are going to war, right? They are going to battle. So these are people that said, you know, we're not scared. We're not chickens. We're going to scrap. We're going to fight. So keep that in mind here. Now there's two kinds of people, right? The people who just ran down there, obviously they were thirsty. They stuck their hands on the ground, right? And they just sucked in that water like that, right? That's what they did. Imagine that, right? They just run down there. The majority of the people, they just like this, right? And then you have the other people. What does it say? It says that they lapped the water out of their hand like a dog. So they got on their knees, they scooped the water like this, right? And they're drinking the water. What's the difference? Can you see the difference already? The majority of the people, and look, I understand they're probably all thirsty. They're probably all, you know, like ready to drink. You know, I've been there. Caden's been there. That's how Caden drinks water. If you've never been around him, when he doesn't get enough water, he is cranky, and he is a different kind of person. So he would probably, no, I'm just kidding, man. But anyways, so you got the two kinds of people, right? You got the first group. They all run down there. They just put their head down. They're not paying attention. They're not looking around. All they can think about is their own thirst, their own problems, their own bellies, their own palate, right? They're just trying to satisfy their need. The other guys, which is the minority, the few, they're on their knees. They've got the water like this, and they're lapping it like a dog. What does that represent? Vigilance, being sober, right? You see, these people are ready for war. They've just been called to war. So they said, you know what? We're going to go down to the water. We're going to drink this water. But you know what? We're going to be vigilant because we're about to scrap. It's about to go down, you know? And so they lapped the water like this, probably so that they could look around, you know, so in case they came under attack. They already had the mindset to go to war. And I believe that is why God said by 300 people that did that, those are the people that I'm going to save you by. That's what I believe it means. I mean, if you just think about it, those are the only differences between the two people. Like I said, you got the one group like this, just sucking down that water, and then you got the other group that's lapping it like a dog. You know, the guys lapping it like a dog would be able to see. They'd be able to look around. They were vigilant. They were sober because their adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. And so that's why I believe God uses this test.